What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 6th of April. I've recorded this four times so far, and I kept saying it's the 6th of March. I was rewinding time. That's the last thing we want to do, is go back a month and have to fucking relive March again. I can imagine somebody going, what, 6th of March? You've got to do all that shit all over again. No, thank you very much. It's a March to forget, that's for sure. How's the weekend been anyway? Have you enjoyed the sunny weather through your window responsibly or on your hours exercise? Or was you one of the knobheads who was having a picnic and fucking, you know, going back to doing whatever the fuck you like, which is pretty much what all of us want to do. But unfortunately, monkey see, monkey do. If you're doing it, then why can't I do it? And then if I'm doing it, why don't everybody do it? All of a sudden, nobody's social distancing. So, you know, I don't like the fact that you're doing it. So anyway, they're going to get spiteful and close the parks and fucking shut us all down. And then it would be like fucking being in prison. So if you please, at least just fucking do it. Go to somebody's extremely large back garden or something like that, you know, and then sit fucking way apart from them. You can still sunbathe then, can't you? Or just fucking go in somebody's back garden who you know's not in. That's all right. That's fine. Just don't burgle. You know, we used to do that as a kid. We always used to know where there was one house that had a swimming pool. And we always used to go there and jump over the back fence and swim in his swimming pool. Until they come back one day and chased us and fucking we sprinted out of the garden. There was about 10 of us sprinted out of the garden, jumped over the fence, and we had no clothes on pretty much apart from, you know, fucking pants, boxer shorts. And my mate's boxer shorts caught on the top of the fence and ripped off as he fell down the other side, and he had to sprint through the park naked. He had his bag with him with his other stuff, but they were chasing us, so he didn't get time. They're not going to go, right, Ali Bali, let's put my clothes on. Anyhow, so yeah, that's all right. You can do that one. Anyway, burglars are going out of business. That's good news. Situation with everybody having to stay in. The burglars have got nowhere to burgle. They don't know who's in or who's out. Well, they pretty much presume everybody's in. So they're going out of business. So they'll be contacting the government for their... they're probably already... I'm pretty certain that the burglars have got no conscience and they'll be claiming benefits anyway, regardless. They're not going to be going, you know what, I'm self-employed. I'm not going to claim benefits. But I will, you know, but they... I'm pretty certain that they're fucking already on the benefits is what I meant. So yeah, they're getting out of business. That's one good fucking smidgen of good news to come out of this whole thing. But, you know, it ain't getting better anytime soon. And the weather's getting nice, which is good. But you just want to fucking pause the hot weather, because if you don't get much of it, and it's going to be like... Saying that, if you ever worked in an office, that's standard anyway, isn't it? You know, if you're listening to me and you work in an office, how many times have you sitting in the house or sitting in the office, beg your pardon, looking at the beautiful weather out the window? And I've done this for years, so I'm not taking the piss out of you. I'm like, and the sun is so fucking sunny all week, and all your mates who've got jobs that are outside have all got the suntans. Come the weekend, the weather's shit, or it pisses down the rain. It's fucking terrible all the time. It used to do that to me. So, you know, I've been there and I've experienced this. So I've got good, what's the word? I've been, it's the people who work outside who enjoy the outdoors life who are stuck indoors now that are really struggling. Anyway, moving on, Boris Johnson's gone to hospital. It's tough because that's a big name and everybody's like, if he can get anybody. And there's other people, names who were, you know, fucking anybody who's not, you know, he was in Parliament and that, but all those fuck, how many people in Parliament have fucking passed it around to people? They might have been carriers. I bet there's loads of in that circle that have all got it. You know, we're not hearing about because the politicians have probably passed it on. It's almost like a fucking tag team, isn't it? Somebody touches you, you might not even be the person who gets ill, and you pass it on to somebody else and you're fine. Yeah, it's pretty grim. But a 104-year-old woman has recovered. Fuck, I bet she didn't believe her luck, did she? 104, and she's like, what? Opened her eyes after fucking being on oxygen and that. She probably just thought, right, that's it. See you later, world. All of a sudden, She's coming out the other end. She's like, fuck me. You're joking, ain't ya? Here's to me 105th birthday. Come on. Fucking hard as nails, me. Put me down for a skydive. Put me down for all the dangerous stuff this year, because if I can survive that, I'm a fucking, you know. She's an Olympic virus survivor. So good on her. So there's all sad, you know, there's plenty of sad stories, but there's some good ones as well. Here's another good story that you might take some of you might take some solace in. Tiny dicks are making a comeback, apparently. They're back in fashion, or they're coming back in fashion. Did you know that that always used to be the fashion? Once upon a time in Greek mythology, or no, mythology in Greek, ancient Greece, should I say. If you've only got to look at all the statues in every museum, they've all got like really fucking tiny penises and that. Like they were made to do that, you know what I mean? It's like they've been carved that way, every single one of them. Not like all various sizes based on whether the person had a fucking massive one or not. They probably just, they all made them all that way because they saw that that was the proper and beautiful penis is dainty. Large genitalia was classed as grotesque, laughable. And the Romans also copied that and built statues the same way. They thought gigantic penises were ridiculous. And they used to give people amulets, like wear necklaces and stuff like that, with large penises on them to ward off evil spirits. Ward off evil spirits because they thought they would die of laughter. Because of the large dicks. So there you go, all you blokes with big dicks thinking you're the fucking one. You weren't the one for many, many, many years, for hundreds or thousands of years almost. You were laughed at. You were embarrassing. So anyway, what I'm saying is that they're trying to bring it back. I don't know how they're bringing it back in fashion. Are they starting making statues with small ones again? And just, I think it's down on that dating site. I think they may have something to do with this new story, the dating site for people with little dicks. Anyway, there we go. Can I stop saying that now? Can I move on to something else? Where was it going? It's all out of order today, so I've got no idea what I'm going to say. I never have. South Korea still, some countries, they've got the fucking social distancing down. You know, the obedient countries like South Korea and stuff, they're just like, and Japan, you can imagine, they've got it right down, haven't they? The obedience kind of levels are fucking really high. Have you ever seen them fast trains in Japan, where they all queue like orderly, and when they get on, they pack them, but the train, they try and squeeze on, and then they let the conductors shoulder barge them in, and everybody's like really nice about it. There's no like arguing, no fucking elbows in people's faces, nothing like that. They just accept the situation with peace. And anyway, South Korea, I imagine, is the same kind of situation. They've all gone to a church there, a drive-through church. They've all pulled up in their cars. And they're all waving out the window. They've all pulled up in their cars to go to like a drive-through cinema, but it's a church sermon. So I wonder if they're sitting there eating popcorn and like, you know, fucking Haribos, you know, like being for the sweet mix first, getting all that. And just munching it while, you know, someone's giving their doing the hymns and doing whatever goes on at church. I haven't been for that many times. I wonder if somebody goes around with the collecting pots as well, around all the cars, and everyone's out the window chucking money on. If they're not, then that's a good way of fucking, that's a good business move, or for a con man, you can have that one. You can go around pretending to be that person because they'll think it's part of the sermon. You go around, collect all the notes on the plate, and off you go. Before you go, just make sure you give a, you know, thank you, Lord. You have to be poor to do that, for the Lord to forgive you. If you're poor, do it. Don't do it if you're a rich con man who's just fucking got all the money already, because that's not fair. I'm not giving out all these fucking business moves to rich people. I'm sitting here skint. So if you do take on that idea, I'll give you my PayPal details or my Patreon information. The Queen gave a speech. It's great. What's great about it was that she wore a green dress, and everybody's like been using it as a green screen and putting on t-shirts on her, what, you know, like fucking Guns N' Roses and all other sort of stuff that make her look with a different t-shirt. Who's the Tiger Man? The Tiger Man and all that shit. They've been blasting it onto her. Doctor in the picture is what I'm trying to say. I cannot get my words out today. Anyway, she gave a heartfelt speech and whatever, but I find that thing the funniest. So I'm glad that she did it for that reason. And nobody's, here's another business move for somebody who hasn't done it yet. Somebody should have put, or t-shirt idea, Frankie says, stay home. Or Frankie says, stay safe. There you go, there's another good one. That would make millions. I want the fucking royalties on that one as well. But you could put that one on the Queen. She could have said that, Frankie says. No one's done it yet. Syndicate, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was ripped off by a syndicate gang who tricked them out of about 5 million, they said, because they found out the contestant questions. Well, they used to ask a question to the audience or something, did they? And whoever got it right got picked to go onto the show. So they found out the questions, got the answers, and then gave them to the contestants. It's an elaborate scam, and like, I'm all for that. That's all right, because the fucking the TV show makes millions anyway, and they're giving away millions, and they're there to make Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Doesn't matter how you become a millionaire, they want to be a millionaire, and that's how they want to be a millionaire. So they're still kind of, it's bending the rules, isn't it? Who doesn't do that? Fucking politicians bend the rules left, right and centre anyway. Separately, separate thing altogether, but all rich people are bending the rules. So somebody's just done one over on you. You make the questions deliberately hard as fuck all the way through so that nobody's going to win the millions. Usually, you know, 99 out of 100 people cannot go all the way to a million and win the money. So somebody's, and you're doing that, you're stitching people up. So it's good to see somebody getting their own back. And they've took 5 million out of, you know, it's 5%, about 5% of whatever the money was available. So it's no big deal. And I think, you know, where there's clever people willing to do, they're not fucking robbing a bank or murdering anybody. That's a good scam. I like that. Yeah, all for it. There you go. If you're watching this, do you need another member of your gang? Can I join in? I'm not good at answering the questions, though. I'll have to be one of the, you know, the backroom staff. Give this guy a job. A man nicknamed the Bin Bag Vigilante. The Bin Bag Vigilante. He's collected 20 sacks. He basically cleans up the countryside because nobody else is fucking doing it. And it's good for him. In fact, that should just be created as a job. He's basically cleaning up all the fly tipping stuff because he can't stand it, and nobody, he just can't stand walking past it because nobody's doing it. The council isn't doing it, so he's just like took it upon himself to clean up all the shit. And probably takes, as soon as he does that, I bet another bin lorry's around the corner dumping more in there because all the rubbish dumps are closed at the moment, so he'll be getting inundated. So somebody should just create that as a job. Or he's fucking, everybody in his village need to bong him, give him some money. Fucking, who am I? I'm the Mr. Righteous one today. I'm on my high horse. And I think I've generated a stutter sometime over the weekend. John Lennon's son, Sean Lennon, has begged Twitter followers to stop quoting Imagine lyrics to him in every message. That's got to wear thin, hasn't it? I bet he gets that. Fuck it, every... I bet nobody really wants to talk to him. They just want to talk about his dad constantly, which is probably... that must wear thin as well. You're better off just not having a Twitter account. Just def it. Fuck it off. Because people, that's all people are going to do. And they're probably doing it in like good-hearted spirit. But it's going to wind you up. It's got to piss you off. It's like being any kind of famous person. It's not a lot of famous bands. They hate the song that you want to hear all the time. They fucking hate it. Their number one song that you are dying for them to play at the concert. And like, you know, I remember even the Happy Mondays saying that when they bring out new music, everyone's like fucking saying, don't bother singing that, just play your old hits. They've played them hundreds of thousands of times. They're fucking sick of them. That's the last thing they want to do. Anyway, so I imagine that's the same for him. You're never going to get bored of your dad, but you're going to get bored of people talking about your dad. Not me. I'm fucking... I don't even fucking talk about that cunt myself. Anyway, frisky Brits are turning to cyber sex to satisfy their lockdown lust. Of course they are. Frisky Brits, because that's all there is. Even ones who are in relationships, they're probably like going, right, I've had enough of the usual stuff. Let's get to the cyber stuff. What's online? I bet Babe Station fucking is off the hook, innit? I bet they're like, you can't get through. That's probably as bad as trying to get through to HMRC at the moment, trying to sort out your money claim and your universal credit, trying to get through to Babe Station. Come on, fucking hell. This Arden ain't going to be around for long, much longer. I've already had it. This Viagra's wearing off. I've already had it for fucking 6 hours and I still can't get through. I never get that Babe Station, but some people fucking, you know, they're just there with the phone, aren't they, talking on the phone. But most people are just watching somebody talk to them on the phone. You can't hear the conversation they're having. You're just watching somebody else talk to them. It's shit. But hey, but the pretty girls, you know. I remember once I turned my TV on in the morning and Babe Station was the first thing that come on. Somebody was here and the Babe Station was the first thing that come on. But I don't remember watching it. I must have just been flicking around and it just, I turned the TV off and that must have been the channel that I turned off on, and fucking the TV come on. That was the first thing that came on the TV. I was like, you know, trying to explain myself, but you can't. People just think you're guilty, regardless. Prisoners are being given jigsaws to stop them running riot. Come on, that ain't gonna fucking work. I tell you what, that's gonna cause a riot when they get through a 1,000-piece jigsaw and there's 3 pieces missing. That is gonna. They're already at the end of the tether, being stuck in prison. For starters, number one, coronavirus in prison. Number two, I bet they're getting 23-hour lockdown. And then you're fucking giving them a... And jigsaws are shit. They're all of the outdoors, aren't they? What, give them a jigsaw of a, inside of a prison, maybe. You can't give them a jigsaw of a beautiful countryside scene. That's fucking... That's where they want to be. No, they're going to be... that's going to cause... That's, trust me, that's going to cause a riot. Think of something else. Give them weed. That's what's going to fucking not cause a riot. Give them some, like, something to smoke. Let them just fucking relax or chill that way temporarily. Where are we going? Speaking of somebody, Charles Branson is coming out soon. And they said that anybody wants to have a pop at him when he gets out. I said this the other week. Somebody might try and have a go at him, but trying to make a name for himself. But... He'll just fucking knock you out. He'll knock you clean out. And he was 67 and he probably still is up for anything. He'll up for it. And he said, but people are going to try and make a name for themselves. So he's already coming out ready. Fucking all. He's probably in training. And you're just going to be pissed up going up to him and going, you know what? And then you're going to end up. He'll end up back in prison. That's a shame about it. But you'll end up with at least a fucking... You know, a pint glass over your head or a table over your head or your head through a table, probably. So I don't think he's going to be accepting any greetings like that. He said, have a drink with me, but don't try it on. Otherwise, you're going to know about it. A powerlifter is planning to take part in a competition at 90. A powerlifter at the age of 90. Here's somebody else. He must have survived. And he has. He survived a triple heart bypass, hip replacements. He's got a pacemaker, and he's like, fuck it, and I'm still here, so fuck it, I'll take on the hardest thing. He probably would have been dead years ago if he didn't. He'd probably just think, if I just shriveled up and on a chair with my digestives and closing the curtains, I'd be dead by now. The fact that he's pushing himself, once you've had the arch bypass, you're fucking good to go, ain't you? You've widened the arteries and everything, so people probably think, oh, I better take it easy. But I bet, don't fucking take medical advice from me. But if you push it, you know, your blood's pumping and you're good to go. But I don't know about powerlifting at 90. That's probably a little bit a step too far. He's probably fucking beating people half his age, but good on him. Doesn't matter. People, I love it when I saw, there's a video, Facebook video of an old guy. Somebody was trying to rob him, I think, and he was an old boxer, and he just fucking just knocked him out. He didn't just knock him out; he toyed with him for a bit. He boxed him, and fucking hurt him. and this guy was about 68, and the other kid couldn't get a fucking a fist on him. All for like £10 out of his wallet that he was trying to nick. Anyway, I think Bill Withers died. That's a shame. He was one of the all time great songs. Ain't No Sunshine. But there is a lot of sunshine at the moment, so he died on a very, very sunny day. But unfortunately, it was ironic because there ain't no sunshine if you can't get out in it. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.